Blog Talk Radio.
Give you all the briefing about this broadcast,
And that's a great thing. So we live. This is another episode, part number 140. And on the international side, it's over 500,000 on the international side already here. Take number 140. And that gives me the opportunity to talk just for a minute before the elder come on and give you who I'm going to bring the broadcast about. You know, this ministry is a load on the known world. And that's why they're going to be stepping up all over the known country. And, you know, it reminds me of a good brother that got a security called Big Bo. Big Bo said, you know, Phil, you're talking pretty good on that radio station. You know, I got a strange feeling. I got to start monitoring this broadcast and see what all the fuss is about because I got a strange feeling. You got to have somebody to watch your back. Although we know the almighty YHWH is watching your back. But I think, worldly speaking, I think Big Bo Security got to peep at this ministry. So I'm going to swing over there and ask Big Bo a question. Is he all ears for take number 140? Big Bo Security. Now, Big Bo Security, now you could be live in front of 500,000 people now. So tell me, are you ready to kind of keep an eye on what's going on? Big Bo Security, you on the airways. Come on.
How everybody doing?
Big Bo Security?
Y'all hear me? Hello?
Hello?
All right, there he is. There he is. Now, Big Bo Security, now, you know this ministry is a load. Now, you gonna say, now listen, Sierra, this ministry is a load. I think you might have to have Big Bo Security to watch your back. Is that so? Big Bo, you on the clock. Come on. Okay, well, we'll get back with Big Bo. We heard him a little while ago, but we'll get back with Big Bo Security a little bit later. All right, remember one thing, Big Bo. Listen well, pull that book out, and we'll probably bring you back in before the broadcast is over, if you're still on the line, and watch the moves, and we'll see how this thing will unfold. All right, good enough. Big Bo Security, he said, now, see, you know, you're talking loud on that broadcast. And I'm hearing some things that I think my security team are going to have to step in there. So we'll find out a little bit later from Big Bo a little bit later. Maybe not in this broadcast, but in one to come. So let's see if we swing and see who all be on stage for the nice episode, part number 140, before the elder get in and tell you all about the broadcast. Let's see if we find out who will be on the network. Ben Micaiah, Tribal Yacht Dog Judah, Young Lion, up-and-coming teacher out of Camp 1. Yahuwah bless you, S.E. Royals.
Yahuwah bless you. Dear Israel. Oh, C. Roy. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Well, one thing about it, Young Lion, you know, they said we speaking loud and it's plain. So one thing about it, you know, in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 17:45, I had that waiting on me because I want to take a look at, I understand what Big Bo Security says, but we're going to read a verse coming up shortly after we see who all going to be on stage for the nice episode, part number 140. Mother E, mother out of Camp 1, Mother E, Yahuwah bless you, Israel.
Yahuwah bless you, Israel.
Israel.
Hallelujah,
Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. All right, excellent. Good. All right, Mother Z, we know you at the table getting things prepared to address the national audience, so we'll bring you in a little bit later. No doubt about it. It's right around Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan. Hey, Sister Leora Israel out of Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan, will you be available for take number 140? Yahuwah, beat you, S.E. Royal. Detroit, Michigan, we're saying that Latter-day Saints. Well, we got to mute her for take number 140. All right, Young Lion, we're going to see if we get something going on take number 140. And remember one thing, we got Big Bo Security You say, I'm out the money to see what's all this fuss going on, and I will be listening real carefully on where I can get in, where I fit in at. Big, bold security. All right. What we got in, let's open up in Luke chapter, let's get us Matthew chapter 10, verse number, you know what I want, Matthew chapter 10, verse, Matthew 10, we'll open up right there, young line, Brother Micaiah, come on.
Look at Matthew chapter 10, verse 19 read. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you should speak. For it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak.
So one thing about it, in that very same hour, the Almighty give you what to speak. Luke chapter 12, verse 12, what that say?
Look at Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
The righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour what you ought to say. And I believe that. But I want to take a look at a statement over there in the book of 1 Samuel 17:45. Young Lion, what do you say in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45? Let's read a little bit. Come on.
Book of 1 Samuel chapter 17. Verse 45 read. Then said David to the Philistines, you come to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to you in the name of Yahweh of hosts, the Yahweh of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Verse 46. This day will Yahweh deliver you into my hand, and I will smite you. And take thine head from you, and I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a Yahweh in Israel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but for the national ordinance and big bold security, why did you looking at the word Lord and God and calling him Yahweh, is anything you can read historically that we can read before this national audience, what is the reason why you looking at read the word called Lord, God, and Jesus, and you pronouncing Lord, God, and Jesus as YHWH? So is anything you can read for this national audience and big bold security, can you read anything why you saying Yahweh instead of Lord, God, and Jesus? Come on.
Yeah, I need a few seconds. I gotta go through a little file right here and pull something out. But I most definitely can once I get a few seconds to get my paperwork in order.
Okay. Well, while you try to get your paperwork in order, you can begin your head of sweet one, get your paperwork in order, and we'll move on. But we're gonna be clear, because big bold security saying, you know, y'all raising a lot of y'all doing a lot of, we hearing y'all all over the globe everywhere. So now I'm about to see what y'all talking about. So, but you know, because if I got to watch your back, I gotta know what's going on. See, I gotta know what you working with. So while you getting your paperwork together there, young line had to get your paperwork together. And we're going to look at a statement. We're going to look at a couple statements in Hosea chapter 4, 1 through 8. We look at Hosea 4, 1 through 8, because we got to meet everybody where they at, and we got to bring them up and let them know clearly that the name that we have been using all our life is not the name that the Almighty laid before us. And long as we use them names, we're holding back our blessings. So we'll talk about that a little later, but let's go to Hosea chapter 4, verse 1 down to verse 8. Let's see what it says in Hosea 4, 1 down to verse 8. Come on.
The book of Hosea, chapter 4, verses 1 down through 8. Verse 1 reads, hear the word of Yahuwah, you children of Israel. For Yahuwah has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of Yahuwah in the land. Verse 2, by swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood. Verse 3, therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beasts of the field and with the fowls of heaven. Yet the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. Verse 4, yet let no man strive nor reprove enough, for your people are as they that strive with the priest. Verse 5, therefore shall you fall in the day, and the elders also shall fall with you in the night, and I will destroy your mother. Verse 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you, that you shall be no priest to me. Then you have forgotten the law of Yahuwah, of your Yahuwah. I will also forget your children. Verse 7, as they were in priests.
Go ahead.
Verse 7, as they were in priests, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. Verse 8, they eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their sin.
Mm-hmm. So he says, they, now come back to verse 1. Who's the day he's talking about? He said, now, they will not be in a position that I gave them in the Bible, the day. Can you come back to verse 1 and find out who the day is that he said they will no longer be in a position because they sin against me? He said, they sin against me today. So can you come back and emphasize in what verse that we're going to break down today? Come on back again there. You're on the clock. Come on in verse 1 and 2.
Okay. The book of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1 reads, hear the word of Yahuwah, you children of Israel. For Yahuwah has controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of Yahuwah in the land. Verse 2.
So he said, hear his word, O children of Israel. So he says, I got a controversy with the children of Israel, because he said, it's no knowledge and no answer, and that's why it got to be a ministry start breaking this thing down, because he says, the children of Israel don't know, and they have no knowledge of the Most High. So that give you a chance to go find your literature about why do you look right at the name, the Lord God Jesus and Allah and Buddha, and you says YHW is Yahuwah. Now, the reason why we're doing this, because the national order is still full, no doubt about it. But Big Bold Security saying, listen, I don't know nothing about this YHWH Yahuwah. He said, I need some Lord in my life. So maybe we're going to need to read or look something to Big Bold Security about this Lord that we can read. So while you getting your paperwork together, I'm going to see if I bring Mother D up Israel here on the table, give you a chance to get your ducks in a row, because one thing about Big Bold Security, he said, listen, Sear, we hear you making a lot of noise out there. We hear this minister making a whole lot of noise. Matter of fact, I tell you what, before we bring Mother D up Israel in, the Elon finally got in the class, so he going to bring you, tell you all about this broadcast, and I give everybody a chance to get their ducks in a row for, you know, this national audience and Big Bold Security. So we shouldn't have to bring our elder in, and he let the world know who's bringing this broadcast and all about this broadcast. Then we'll come back, and we'll be ready to be. We'll be cocked and loaded. Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh be to that seed right.
And Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, Seer Israel. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Elder, well, we've been waiting on you there. You know, the right side is built over 500,000 plus, and Big Bold Security said, listen, if I'm going to watch y'all back, y'all got to give me something to what you're working with over there because I want some blessings too. So whatever you got to tell this national audience, Mr. Tibbs, take your time and lay it out there. Remember, Big Bold Security is all ears. You're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh. And I always say that's a good thing because, you know, we try to bring this word to everyone as it's written, and we try to do a good job at it, but some want to go their own direction. Couldn't believe what I seen today. Stopped in a store with a friend of mine, and what did we see? We saw the representation of mythological power that somebody had tattooed on their arms. That was outrageous. It almost reminded me of a verse in Revelations. But anyway, that just showed me that what 2nd Esther says in chapter 7, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, the entrance therefore is narrow and set in a dangerous place to fall, like if there was fire on the right hand and on the left deep water. 8, and only one path between them both, even between the fire and the water so small there could only one man go there at once. Well, we definitely had seen and witnessed that somebody took the power of Medusa. I couldn't believe that. Had put a tattoo on their arm to represent the power of Medusa over Yahweh. This is why we tell you that we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, Christianity, and false representations. We welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. We come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible, and first and foremost about Yahweh's word, which we've often been questioned. How can you guys get this much information out of this one book? It comes from connecting the books, your health, foods that you should eat, keeping the Sabbath days, and much more. And we do this because this is information you came to seek, and you have to look no further. You've now found it in the voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. We're open unto you for this learning from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday. The current time of that class is 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and the online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. You can use this on any search line, intertribeyada.com. And after you click enter, just under a big line, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Using any other device, you possibly might see menu. But again, after clicking this, you'll still see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7, and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahweh your kindred to the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give. According to the Bible scriptures mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and once again mentioned for us in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh live. Also, to building a school, which is very well needed, and that was proven to me today. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health tools we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Also while there, one interesting note. Don't forget to check our calendar. That calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends, including myself, in tune with the Bible feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. We also have a live program, which is available during live broadcast time. To get there, just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after clicking it, you'll find the voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Just click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. This is also a good point for those that cannot dial that number that I'll give you in just a few moments. By entering Yahweh Radio Live, you'll be able to enter the live broadcast if you cannot enter by phone. We also have two email addresses. The first is tribeyadah@gmail.com. The other is YHDHYSRAEL. Both are to write your written opinions or questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with the Aqua in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you might have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 million accounts of Yahweh's ministry. Also, in saying that, please do not call this number trying to teach. We've had that happen before. If you call trying to teach, you will not receive a response, just a dial tone. Remember what it tells us in the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6. It says, be at peace with many, but nevertheless, but have one counselor over 1,000. An example of that would be having 6 cooks to make 1 cake. The outcome, I have no clue what it would be. Also, by calling that same number, you can order what we have known by our members of the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure you give us the correct name and a correct address, and you will receive it promptly. Also, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As most of us know, the seer is usually pretty busy. With the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and besides that, answering many memos. And even now, and to that, the Latter-day Saints has so many things he does it's almost hard to pronounce. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Unless you call trying to teach, you will just hear a dial tone. Also, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. The program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live, and look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Just choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen, which is always a good thing because we are, according to the Bible, the children of Yahweh. We are the blessed peacemakers, which is said in Matthew chapter 5, verse number 9. Now also, during the normal broadcast, we are also transmitting our program information on Paltalk, being listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Once again, this is where Yahweh's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the discussed topics that we had during our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel, writing as Shutdown. During this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find that Broad Talk ends before teaching time. Our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. But what we'd like to say, when you're given scriptures to read by the seer, always be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahuwah will always flow smoothly, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah and not that of confusion, as it reminds us in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. 33 says, "For Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches or covenants of the saints." Because when we're doing this, we definitely keep the scriptures in mind. But when you find someone trying to win the bump the gums contest, they miss all of Yahuwah's glory which is said unto them. They've forgotten we are rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah, as it again reminds us in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things back into your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." This is one of the reasons why we always say to have big ears and little mouth, because there's much learning to find and experience on this program. It tells us in the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8. It says, "Answer not before thou heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk." Another verse would be in Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 13. It says, "He or she that answers a matter before he or she hears it is folly. Shame unto him or her." And I think most of these verses that I've said, you've probably already witnessed yourself at one time or another in people's actions. Because today is another day for the word of Yahuwah, and we'll find that nothing has changed except the number of people that came for the word of Yahuwah, and those that commend it, which is a good thing, and add unto it, only following by some casting the same word we listen to behind their backs, wanting to hear their favorite verses in the Bible, and even taking those meanings another way, along with the noisemakers, complainers, the deceptive listeners, the page flippers, flip the pages in the Bible to look like they're paying attention, but are completely lost when they're called to speak. The one thing they're forgetting, we're only one man or one woman. And seriously, time is not in our favor. But the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what one man or woman that was Yahuwah created to do in this life. And that's if at all possible. Because if anyone ever told you they've done more, they just lie. Now they're doing the work of another, which would be past Yahuwah's creation. Now that's impossible. Even Yahuwah the Son had reminded us what the impossible details. Yahuwah the Son said in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, "But Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahuwah all things are possible." So we can take these possibilities and find out which way they would go. Keep your Bibles open. Turn our program back to us here as well and say, "Alu Yahuwah."
All right, Ella. Alu Yahuwah. That was excellent on your part. And remember, we, like I said, this ministry have over 500,000 listeners on the broadcast. And we got this big, bold security. He said, "Now, Seer, I need to hear a little bit more about what y'all doing, because I got a strange feeling you gonna need big bold security real soon." So, but I keep on hearing you holler about some YHWH Yahuwah, and all I know about is Lord God and Jesus. Now, I want me a blessing from Lord God and Jesus. So now, we're gonna bring back the young lion in, and maybe he got his ducks in a row. And for this national audience, why do bosses of a true Israelite, the six anointed camps, look right at the English spelling called Lord God Jesus Allah, and we pronounce the same words, YHWH Yahweh, to big bold security while we use that name, then Lord God and Jesus. Brother Makai, you on the clock, come on.
Okay. YHWH, the most common name of God, YHWH. One thing that is clear is that the name is not Lord. This title is substituted for the name almost 7,000 in most English translations of the Hebrew scriptures. In other words, YHWH is removed 7,000 times and the Lord is added 7,000 times. This manipulation, no matter how well intended, hides the clear desire of God for people to call on his name.
Oh, okay. Can you explain that, young lion? Why did you read that historical piece of literature? Can you explain that? Come on.
Yes, sir. Well, this historical piece of literature let us know that there was a manipulation inside of the Bible when transliteration went on, and that Lord was replaced. I mean, that YHWH was replaced with the name LORD, Lord, God. What's going on here is that they want to keep us from using the name YHWH, so we would not know the Heavenly Father's true name. So we clearly have the record statement showing that this was a manipulation to keep us from knowing the Heavenly Father's name and to replace his name with LORD, which is Lord.
Mm-hmm. Do you have anything in a Bible dictionary that can back that up? You got anything that you can look into a Bible dictionary and give us a second witness on it, or you want to put it aside till later on?
Actually, we have an overflow of information pertaining to this. We can go any direction. We have something in the we can use the UGERS Bible Dictionary, UNGER apostrophe S Bible Dictionary, just in case I didn't enunciate that right. It says on page 665, Lord, the rendering of several Hebrew and Greek words, which have a very difficult meaning from each other. This is used as a proper, YHWH, this is used as a proper name of God only and should have been retained in that form by the transliterator. Here we have, we have more information. We have some information pertaining to the Textogrammaton. This one is pertaining, coming from the Holy Bible, New King James Version. This one is the Textogrammaton.
Okay, well, that's pretty good. Well, that's pretty good right now. Well, maybe somewhere in the broadcast or maybe tomorrow on a special edition called Thursday Evening, you'll be able to have a Bible dictionary quote on how they, it's historical records, how they changed the original name to names that we have in English. And English started, they start thinking about English in 449 A.D. And English become a official language in 1382. But all Bible manuscripts was closed in 96 A.D. So when John put his pen down in 96 A.D., it was no such words. When he wrote the book of Revelation, it was no such word from 96 A.D. going back to the creation of names called Lord, God, Jesus, Allah, and Buddha. The names came after 96 A.D. So anything after 96 A.D. is an error, because John was told in the book of Revelation 1:17 through 19, right to here after John, John was told in Revelation 4:1, right to hereafter, John. So when John put his pen down the Almighty, and then we found out very plainly what it says, Mother E, in 116:13 of Psalms. Hey, Mother E, what it say that we can read in Psalms 116, verse 13, Mother E? You on the clock, come on.
Psalm 116, verse 13. I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Yahweh.
And why so, according to Acts 4, verse 12? Why is you going to take, call upon the name on the four letters? Why so, according to Acts 4, verse 12? How so? Acts 4, 12.
The book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12 reads, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Uh-huh. So the reason why we call on the one name, YHWH, because it's no other name going to get you salvation once you know it. So, Mother E, when you read 42 verse 8 of Isaiah, can you help your national audience out what it says in 42 verse 8 of Isaiah?
Isaiah chapter 42. Isaiah chapter 42 verse 8. Isaiah chapter 42 verse 8. I am the Yahweh, that is my name, and my honor will I not yield to another, neither my praise.
So he's saying, So he's saying my name is the four letters, YHWH. Now run back down to 3:15 of Exodus, Mother. Hey, Mother E, now wrap this up in 3:15 of Exodus.
Okay. Exodus 3:15.
Exodus 3:15.
Okay, Exodus chapter 3, verse 15. And Yahweh said, moreover, unto Moses, thus shall thou say unto the children of Israel, Yahweh of your father, Yahweh of Abraham, the Yahweh of Isaac, and the Yahweh of Israel has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations.
So the name YHWH is his name forever. That's his name. And Mother D of Israel, what did he say about that, Mother D of Israel, in Titus 1, verse 2? And now let me bring Mother D. I haven't introduced Mother yet. Let me bring her to the stage first. When you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, Mother D of Israel, tribe of Yahweh, Judah, Yahweh beat you there, see you right.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Mother D of Israel. Now, Mother D of Israel, now we heard a whole lot of things about using the one name, YHWH, instead of using Lord God and Jesus for your blessing. So what do it say in Titus chapter 1, verse 2 behind that? Titus chapter 1, verse 2. What do it say that we can read out of Titus chapter 1, verse 2?
Titus chapter 1, verse 2. In hope of eternal life, which Yahweh cannot lie, promised before the world began.
So the Almighty is not lying. He said, if you want eternal life, you want to get the name right. And the world understand that they're going to do everything Big Bold Security to keep you away from his true name. His true names carry four letters, and the word Lord replaced it 7,000 times. So that's the true name. So now when you're looking at your Bible and you hear us holler Yahweh, Y-H-W-H, and you're looking right at the Lord, God, and Jesus, and why are they saying that? Now you know why, because that is the proper name for the one that was called Lord, God, and Jesus to mark the four letters Y-H-W-H. Okay, now we got it. But like I said, Big Bold Security, you're going to learn more as you tune in and lock in, because we see you got a good spirit on you. Bold Security. All right, let's get back to where we were at now. So now, that's why we use the name Yahweh instead of Lord, God, and Jesus. Now, so we read Hosea. Come back and read Hosea again, verse 6 to 8. Hosea 4, 6 to 8. One more time there, young lion. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6 down to verse 8. Read that one more time. Young lion, let's see what's going on. Young lion, the book of Hosea chapter 4, verse 6 to 8. Come on.
And the book of Hosea chapter 4, verse 6 to 8. Verse 4 reads. Verse 6 reads, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you, that you shall be no priest to me. Then you have forgotten the law of your Yahweh. I will also forget your children. Verse 7, as they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore, will I change their glory into shame. Verse 8, they eat up the sin of my people, and they set their mind on their sin.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mother D of Israel, although we got a name in verse 1 and 2, but I want to make sure we get another name from where he's pulling this from, Exodus chapter 19, verse 3 down to verse 8. But Brother Micaiah, run on to Isaiah 5, verse 4, down to verse 8. So he said, my people, I will forget them, because if they don't want to remember what I have once said to them, why should I remember what I'm supposed to be doing with them? He's saying, if you got amnesia, then I guess I'm going to get some amnesia in a time appointed when you need me. Case in point, what it says in Isaiah 5, verse 4?
Book of Isaiah, chapter 5, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, what could have been done more to my vineyard that I have not done it? Wherefore, when I looked that it should bring forth grapes, brought it forth wild grapes.
Mm-hmm. So he says, hold up one. So he says, I got a vineyard, and I know I plant that vineyard to bring up all the good stuff. He said, as I look at it from my hands out the Almighty saying, what have I done? He said, I gave them what they need to work with. Now what he says in the next verse, 5.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 5, verse 5. Verse 5 reads, and now, go to, I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away the heads thereof, and it shall be eaten up, and break down the wall thereof, and it shall be trodden down.
So you see, he says, now listen, I know by my hands, I created a good vineyard. And now I'm going to sit back and look at this vineyard. And I say to this vineyard, go on, take care of my business. But when I look for my vineyard to take care of my business, he say, they all broke out wild. They start doing the wild, wild west with me. And what happened next?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 5, verse 6. 6 reads, "And I will lay it waste. It shall not be pruned, nor digged, but there shall come up berries and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it."
Mm-hmm. So now so it's vineyard. Now we got to get a name. Who is you talking about? Now we're going to find out who you're talking about in verse number 7. So who is this vineyard that you plant? You made it all good. Everybody happy, skinny, and grinning. What's the name of this vineyard, and who is you talking about that we can read in verse 7?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 5, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, "For the vineyard of Yahuwah of hosts is the nation of Israel, the men of Yada Judah, his pleasant plant. And he looked for judgment, but behold, oppression; for righteousness, but behold, a cry."
He said, what he's talking about is the whole 12 tribes of Israel. Israel is called Northern Tribe, 10 tribes, and Judah is called Southern Tribe, 2 tribes, 12. He said, on both sides of his 12 tribes of Israel, everywhere he looked, they didn't do nothing right. He said, even to this day, they don't even know who they are. And that's why if you look on that that piece of handout, that piece of literature that you got there, Big Bow, security, and you look and you see where it talks about the 12 tribes of Israel, and it talks about a specific tribe called Judah. Judah, it says, Judah, the lead tribe, the fourth son of Israel, now called, what he called now, that he respond to, Black American, Negro, colored, Moors. They would respond to all type of derogatory statements. And then the Almighty made it real plain what's going to happen when you identify with these names instead of the name to the right. If you identify with the name to the right, if you identify being called Black, African American, Negro, colored, or Moors, this what you have did, Mother E, in 58, and in the book of Isaiah 65, verse 15, what did it say that, Mother? Let's see what we have did, Mother E, in 65, verse 15 of the book of Isaiah. What have we did when we answer to these names called Black American, Negro, colored, or Moors? What have we done according to the Bible? In 58, verse 15, whatever I said, 57, 15, whatever I said. Okay, good enough. Bring that out. Okay, whatever I said, bring that out. Isaiah what?
65, verse 15.
And you shall bring that out, Mother.
And you shall leave your name for a curse unto my children, for the Yahuwah shall slay thee and call his servants by another name.
Oh, so his servants will be called Black, African American, Negroes, colored, and Moors. And every time you respond to them name, you're upon a curse. Because the name that he gave you, Mother D of Israel, the name that he gave you was in 3:19, verse 3 down to verse 8. And he gave you the stipulation to this name. Chapter 19, verse 3 down to verse 8, Mother D of Israel. What did he say that we can read in the second book of the Bible called Exodus, chapter 19, verse 3 down to verse 8? Come on.
Exodus, chapter 19, verses 3 to 8, verse 3. "And Moses went up unto Yahuwah, and Yahuwah called unto him out of the mountain, saying, thus shalt thou say to the family of Israel and tell the children of Israel. Verse 4. You have seen what I did unto the Egyptians and how I bare you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. Verse 5. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure unto me above all the people, for all the earth is mine. Verse 6. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a righteous nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Verse 7. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their face all these words which Yahweh commanded him. Verse 8. And all the people answered together and said, all that Yahweh has spoken, we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto Yahweh.
So they said, so all the children of Israel, all 12 tribes said, after he went and found the elders of the leaders of all 12 tribes, and they brought back the report to Moses, and they said, all that Yahweh have said, we going to do. Good. And what did he tell Amos in the third chapter, verse 1, 2, and 7 there, mother, dear of Israel? Amos chapter 3, verse 1, 2, and 7.
Okay. Amos chapter 3. Amos chapter 3, verses 1, 2, and verse 7. Verses 1. Hear this word that Yahweh has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, verse 2, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your sins. Verse 7, surely Yahweh will do nothing, but he reveals his secret unto his servants, the seers.
And that's why we got a lot of work to do. And that's why all that land is before us to build and put the banquet hall, the school together, the learning center, and big, bold security and everything going properly in that. Because one thing about it, understand something. Our people's in a wreck. It's not physical. It's mentally. You ask 99% of people look just like you, what is your nationality? They will never tell you they are a member of the tribe of the 12 tribes of Israel. They're going to say African-American, Negro, colored, black, Moors, but they might even say they're Christian. They'll say all these statements, but all these statements is contrary to the truth. So we have to be clear on how they gonna, what they're going to do and what we got to do. All right, good enough. So we want to run back, Mother D of Israel, to a profound statement that, remember he talked about that one vine that he said, I look for my vineyard to be all right. And we're going to go and see what the seer says about his vineyard in the second book of Ezra. And these books was taken out in 1885 by the Catholic Church. They removed, if you look at your Bible, you'll see 66 books in there, but the original 1611 had all 80 books. But the Catholic Church removed 14 books from you in the 1800s. Now we're going to go see what have been removed that we can read. We're going to 2nd Ezra chapter 5, Mother D of Israel, and we'll look at verse 1, 2, Then skip down to verse 17, 22 down to verse 30, and 33 to 35. Repeat again. 2 Ezra chapter 5, verse 1, 2, 17, 22 down to verse 30, and 33 to 35. Mother D of Israel, you on the clock. Come on.
2 Ezra chapter 5, verse 1 and 2, verse 17, 22 to 30, 33 to 35.
That's
Second
right.
Ezra, Second Ezra, chapter 5, verses 1. Nevertheless, as concerning the token, behold, the day shall come that they which dwell upon the earth shall be taken in a great number, and the way of the truth shall be hidden, and the land shall be barren of faith. Verse 2. But sin shall be increased above that which now thou seest, or that thou hast heard long ago. Verse 17.
Well, hold that point. Hold that point, mother. I'm going to be cutting in because if I hear something that needs to deal with, I'm going to jump on it. Come back to that same Ezra and start back over again because I heard something in that, and I want to precept that with the young lion, Brother Micaiah, over in the sixth chapter of Genesis. Come back with that verse again. You said, what you say again now? Read that again.
2 Ezra chapter 5, verse 1 and verse 2. Nevertheless, as concerning the token, behold, the day shall come that they which dwell upon the earth shall be taken in a great number, and the way of truth shall be hidden, and the land shall be barren of faith. Verse 2.
Good.
But
right there. He said it's going to come a time when they're going to be taken in great numbers. Let's find out, what do you mean by being taken? So do you want to be taken? He said they're going to be taken in great numbers. Let's back up Brother Mackay into the 7th chapter of Genesis. And let's see what the Almighty says. And let's read what he says behind that. He says, look what it says in verse number 11. Let's read a little bit. 6, 11 to 13. Genesis chapter 6, 11 to 13. What did he say? Brother Micaiah, we're going to look at a verse there, Brother Micaiah, and the verse is Genesis chapter 6, number 11, down to verse 13. What it says in Genesis chapter 6, 11 to 13? Come on.
The book of Genesis, chapter 6, verse 11 down to 13. Verse 11 reads, the earth also was corrupt before Yahuwah, and the earth was filled with violence. Verse 12. And Yahuwah looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupt his way upon the earth. Verse 13. And Yahuwah said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth.
Mm-hmm. So he says that he going to destroy them. He said, because he looked down there and he see a number of violence going on. He said, now, But then he, let's see what he did. He said, everything is corrupt before him. And now we're going to look at the sixth chapter and see what he says in verse 18.
The book of Genesis, chapter 6, verse 18. 18 reads, but with you will I establish my covenant, and you shall come into the ark, you and your son, and your wife, and your son's wives with you.
Go ahead.
Verse 19. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shall you bring into the ark, to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female. Verse 20.
Go ahead.
Verse 20. Of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shall come unto you to keep them alive. Verse 21.
Good.
Take you unto
That's good. So we find out now that just about eight souls were left. So eight souls was left. Give me 7 verse 1. 7:1.
The book of Genesis, chapter 7, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, and Yahweh said unto Noah, come you and all your house into the ark, for you have I seen righteous before me in this generation.
Uh-huh. So, and what happened in verse 23?
Okay. The book of Genesis, chapter 7, verse 23. 23 reads.
No, make it 21. Make it 21.
Book of Genesis, chapter 7.
21 to 23.
Verse 21 down to 23 read. 21 read. And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl, and of cattle, and of beast, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man. Verse 22. All in whose nostrils was the breath of life, all that was in the dry land, died. Verse 23. And every living substance was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle, and the creeping thing, and the fowl of the heaven. And they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark.
Mm-hmm. So those that was with him was in the soul. Remember, you know, Christianity and Islam wants to be taken up and away. But the only one that was left was the ones in the ark. And that was eight souls. And matter of fact, the eight souls was in 7 verse 13. What does it say that we can read in 7:13?
In the book of Genesis, chapter 7, verse 13. 13 reads. And the self-same day entered Noah, Shem, Ham, Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons sons with them into the ark.
So them the ones that repopulated the whole earth. Noah and his wife, and he had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and their wife, and that's the one repopulated the whole earth. So that's how it happened. Now, so good. So remember one thing. You want to be left, you don't want to be taken, because all the rest of them was taken away in the flood. All the rest of them was taken away in the flood. So you want to be the one left. But if you don't have the proper knowledge, you will be taken in the flood. But his blood going to be fire. All right, let's come back to Mother D up Israel again. So now we learned something on the way of learning something. So you don't want to be taken. Because if you're taken, they're going to take you to the fire. You won't be left to be in the kingdom. Second, Ezra chapter 5, now pick up verse 2, 17, 22 down to verse 30, 33 down to 35, that mother. D.F. Israel. Mother D.F. Israel, you back on the clock. Come on.
Second Ezra chapter 5, verse 2. But sin shall be increased above that which now thou seest, or that thou hast heard long ago. Verse 17. Knowest thou not that Israel is committed unto you in the land of their captivity? Verse 22. And my soul recovered the spirit of understanding, and I began to talk with the Most High again. Verse 23. And said, O Yahweh, that bears rule of every wood of the earth and of all the trees thereof, thou hast chosen you one only vine. 24. And of all lands of the whole world, thou hast chosen you one pit, and of all the flowers thereof, one lily. 25. And of all the depths of the sea, thou hast filled you one river, and of all the built cities, thou hast hollowed Yagda unto yourself. 26. And of all the fowls that are created, thou hast named you one dove. And of all the cattle thou art made, thou hast provided you one sheep. Verse 27. And of all the multitudes of people, thou hast gotten you one people. And unto this people whom thou lovest, thou gavest a Torah instruction that is approved of all. 28. And now, O Yahweh, why hast thou given this one people over unto many? And upon the one root hast thou prepared others? And why hast thou scattered your only one people among many? Verse 29. And thou which did gainsay your promise and believe not your covenant, have trodden them down. Verse 30. If thou didst so much hate your people, yet shouldest thou punish them with thine own hand. Verse 33. And I said, speak on, my Yahweh. Then said he unto me, thou art sore troubled in mind for Israel's sake. Lovest thou that people better than he that made them? 34. And I said, no, Yahweh, but of every grief have I spoken, for my ruin pained me every hour while I labor to comprehend the way of the Most High and to seek out part of his judgment. Verse 35. And he said unto me, thou canst not. And I said, wherefore, Yahweh, whereunto was I born then? Or why was not my mother's womb then my grave, that I might not have seen the travail of Israel and the worrisome toil of the stocks of Israel?
Mm-hmm. Now who's doing all this talking in verse 17? He said, now listen, why was I created for this thing that's going on right now? Why I'm seeing your people way back there on the left side of the book in so much trouble. He said, they're going to be in more trouble to come. So, Ezra, you just put this writing in there, because these people, by the time that this information get out, they're going to think they African Americans, Negroes, colors, and more God and Jesus. That's how far they're going to be in the background in the mind. He said, so it's going to be a big job to do, but you got to put this in writing. So now, in verse 17, can you read verse 17 again? Read verse 16 and 17.
2 Ezra chapter 5, verse 16 and verse 17. Verse 16. And in the second night it came to pass that, I don't know the name, Salul, somebody, the captain of the peoples came unto me, saying, Where hast thou been? And why is thou continuing so heavy? Verse 17. Knowest thou not that Israel is committed unto you in the land of their captivity?
Verse 18. And what do you say?
Verse 18. Up then and eat bread, and forsake us not, as the shepherd that leaveth his flock in the hand of cruel wolves.
Mm-hmm. So the captain of the peoples came, and they were looking for the seer called Ezra. He said, where you at? He said, you gonna be like the rest of the peoples, you know, the ones that tell us that the day you go to worship on Sunday, the wrong day, instead of Genesis 2, verse 3, the seventh day, is you gonna continue to be like them? He said, what you gonna do for these peoples that is in trouble in the brain? Because anytime we ignore what's written, Mother Dear of Israel, and Genesis 2, verse 3, see, big bold security, we have a tendency to ignore what's written in this Bible in Genesis 2, verse 3. What does it say that we can read, Mother?
Okay. Genesis 2, verse 3. Okay.
Verse 3.
Genesis chapter 2, verse 3. And Yahweh blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his works, which Yahweh created and made.
See, it ain't but one day out of the 7 days of blessed day, and that's number 7. If you look on your calendar or pick your phone up and say, what day is the seventh day? It'll tell you Saturday. If you look on your calendar, you'll see Sunday all the way in the left-hand corner, which is the first day of the week. And all the way to the far right is Saturday, and that's the blessed day. See, what we do, big bold security, we're doing everything wrong and want a blessing. But you got to be able to turn around with the young students that you employed to be over. If they do things wrong, how would they expect to advance? And just like us, if we continue to keep on doing wrong and go on a job and do wrong on a job, how long will we keep a paycheck coming? So we got to find out how to help these youth by showing them the truth that been hid from them. That when you go to worship on the Sunday, that's the wrong day. Saturday is the right day. And that's why we have two classes, one at Friday night at 7:30, and a return class at Saturday at 12 o'clock. Because them is the blessed day, not Sunday, the first day of the week. So until we wake up and start seeing exactly what this Bible's saying, that's the only way we're going to be able to help the youth to come, is by showing them what the Bible really saying and who they really are. They're not African American, Negro, color, or super coon, or black. They are the true biblical children of Israel the children of the book of the what? Mother D.F. Israel. And the children of the what? Exodus 34, verse 10, 27, 28. And what if they are children of? We're going to Exodus chapter 34, verse 10 and 27 and 28. What does it say that, Mother D.F. Israel?
Exodus chapter 34. Verse 10 and 12.
Skip down to 27 and 28. And skip down on your paper and write 27 and 28. And come on.
27, 28. Exodus 34, verse 10. 27 and 28. Verse 10. And he said, behold, I make a covenant before all your people. I will do marvelous, such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the peoples among which thou art shall see the works of Yahweh, for it is a terrible thing that I will do with you. Verse 27. And Yahweh said unto Moses, write thou these words, for after the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with you and with Israel. Verse 28. And he was there with Yahweh 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the tablet the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm. So he made a covenant, not with the world, big bold security. He made a covenant with the children of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel, and they said, all that you say, we will do. So with that understanding, we're going to take a look at, but that understanding, what happened? Since the covenant was made with the children of Israel, then what happened? And Brother Micaiah, in the 28th chapter, verse number 1 of Deuteronomy. Let's see. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 1, there, Brother Micaiah, We want to know what happened that we can read in 1, 2, then 15 down to verse 30. Listen to this, a big bold security. Listen to this real carefully, what he says in Deuteronomy 28, verse 1, 2, 15 down to verse number 30. Deuteronomy 28, 1, 2, skip down to 15. Just read. Verse 15 and skip down to 30 to 35. We'll do it that way. Deuteronomy 28, 1, 2, 15, 30 down to 35. Come on.
Okay. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 1, 2, 15, and 30 down to 35. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter one reason. And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of Yahweh, your Yahweh, to observe and to do his commandment, which I command you this day, that Yahweh, your Yahweh, will set you on high above all nations of the earth. Verse 2. And all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you, if you shall hearken unto the voice of Yahweh, your Yahweh. Verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if you will not hearken unto the voice of Yahweh, your Yahweh, to observe to do all his commandments, his Torah instructions, which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Verse 30. You shall betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. You shall build an house, and you shall not dwell therein. You shall plant a vineyard, and shall not gather the grapes thereof. Verse 31. Your ox shall be slain before your eyes, and you shall not eat thereof. Your ass shall be violently taken away from before your face, and shall not be restored to you. Your sheep shall be given unto your enemy, and you shall have none to restore, to rescue you. Verse 32. Your son and your daughter shall be given unto another people, and your eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in your hand. Verse 33. The fruit of your hand and all your labor shall a nation which you know not eat up, and you shall be only oppressed and crushed always. Verse 34. So that you shall be mad for the sight of your eyes which you shall see. Verse 35. Yahweh shall smite you in the knee and in the leg with a sore box that cannot be healed, from the sole of your foot unto the top of your head.
He said, if you won't listen to me, I'm going to put some arthritis on you. Is that what I'm going to do for you? He said, now, if they don't want to listen to me, now look how they got all that spring in their legs and everything else. He said, if they won't listen to me, I'm going to put some arthritis on them. That's what I'm going to do. Until they start figuring out what happened to me. Then what did he say in verse 31 again?
Moving through the rock. Chapter 28, verse 31. 31 reads, your ox shall be slain before your eyes, and you shall not eat thereof. Your ass shall be violently taken away from before your face, and shall not be restored to you. Your sheep shall be given unto your enemies, and you shall have none to rescue them.
Mm-hmm. He said, now everything that you will do, your enemy is going to take it from you, and then slap you side the mouth of food, and say you better grin when I take it from you. So now in Luke chapter 1 there, Brother Micaiah, what it says in 67 and 72. So now in the book of Luke chapter 1, verse 67 down to verse 72. Can you help me out, young lion? What is it saying?
And going over to the book of Luke chapter 1, verse 57. Down to 72. Okay, book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 57 reads, and his father, Zacharias, was filled with the righteous spirit and prophesied, saying, verse 68, blessed be Yahweh, Yahweh of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people. Verse 69, and hath raised up and horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. Verse 7. As he spake by the mouth of his righteous seer, which hath been since the world began. Verse 71. That we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us. Verse 72. To perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his righteous covenant.
Mm-hmm. What did he say in verse 71?
The book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 71. 71 reads, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us.
So the one that needs to be saved is the people of the children of Israel from the enemies. So remember, the other nations don't need to be saved. They already got their salvation by what they have did to your forefathers and mothers and built up all their community. So they don't need a savior. They are already, they skinning and gaining. The one needs mm-hmm. to be saved is the one that went into captivity for disobedience. Get back down to Deuteronomy 28:31 again.
Going back over to the book of Deuteronomy. That's 28. Verse 31. 31 reads. Your ox shall be slain before your eyes, and you shall not eat thereof. Your ass shall be bodily taken away from before your face, and shall not be restored to you. Your sheep shall be given unto your enemies, and you shall have none to rescue them.
You see that? He said, now your sheep going to be given to your enemy. So that was the seer Zechariah was saying. And since the Almighty is very mad at the children of Israel but not knowing who you are and your responsibility, we don't even know his name, and we don't even know our biblical name. So he said, what are you going to do for you? And 28, 25, and 64, and 68. Let's see what he said he's going to do for a people that have forgot their biblical name. They no longer address themselves as being the children of the book, the children of Israel. They will respond by being African American, Negro, color, black, and Moors. So let's find out exactly what's going on in verse 25, 64, and 68. Deuteronomy 28, verse 25, 64, and 68. What does it say?
Book of Deuteronomy, verses 25, 64, and 68. 25 reads, and Yahweh shall cause you to be smitten before your enemy. You shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. Verse 64. And Yahweh shall scatter you among all people, from the one end of the earth even unto the other. And there you shall serve false Yahweh, which neither you nor your fathers have known. Wood, even wood and stone. Verse 16.
On that point. See, he said, now once he scatter you, you're going to pick up a religion that their logo is wood, and that's a cross. Then you're going to graduate from the cross, and you're going to start serving stone, and that's Islam. So you're going to go from Christianity to Islam, and he said, the more you keep dobbing around with them religion, the more I'm going to slay you. So we're going to go to a place where you see a cross at, and the man that sit behind the rock is going to have a cross all over his place. And now look what he says about that cross again, what you're going to do, and he's going to put the whipping on you in verse 64.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 64. 64 reads, and Yahweh shall scatter you among all people, from one end of the earth even unto the other. And there you shall serve false Yahweh, which neither you nor your fathers have known, even wood and stone.
And we didn't know nothing about the wood and stone until some of us got over here in the lands we in now. We was introduced to the wood called the cross, and then we graduated, especially if you go to penitentiary, and you end up with the stone by picking up Islam. So we'll go in a Christian, a cross with the Christian, and we'll come out Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
But he says both of them things is going to be a snare to you. Now he say, now, what you mean, WCC, where he said that at? Mother E, back up to the book of Judges, chapter 2 and verse 3 and 4. Let's see what it says in Judges, Mother E. What it says in Judges chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. See, when you picked up Islam and Christianity, it become a snare to you. Let's find out about that by going to the book of Judges, chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. What does it say there, Mother E?
Book of Judges, chapter 2, verses 3 and verse 4. Verse 3. Therefore, I also said, I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be as thorns in your side, and their yokes shall be as snares unto you. Verse 4. And it comes to pass, when the angel ministers of the Yahweh speak these words unto all the children of Israel, that the people lifted up their voice and wept.
And what they do? And they start crying. Well, what was they crying about, mother? What was they crying about in verse 3 again? So all the 12 tribes of Israel start crying because what did the angel say in verse number 3?
Okay. Verse number 3. Wherefore, I also said, I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be as a thorn in your side, and their false yokes shall be as snares unto you.
You see, say? So when you start doing the Christianity and the Islam and the Judaism, that's a snare to you. That is a trap to get you taken away from here and not left by doing Christianity Sunday. Then you graduate from Christianity to Islam and start doing the Assalamu Alaikum. Then you go from there to Judaism. All three of them religions is a snare to the children of the book called the children of Israel. So that's the message. This whole security, we got to get to the youth that once we know who we really are, then we can be able to see what moves to make to put our offense on their defense. Then we can put some offensive moves on them instead of being all defensive moves. Because, Mother, in the book of Joel chapter 2, what did it say that we can read in Joel 2, verse 27, 28, and 32? Hey, Mother D up Israel, Mother E. And the book of Joel chapter 2, verse 27, 28, and 32, what it say?
Okay, the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 28 and 32.
Well, make it 27, 28, and 32. What it says in the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 27, 28, and 32, what it say?
Joel, chapter 2. 27, 28, and 32. Book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 27, 28, and 32. Joel, chapter 2, verse 27. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh, and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. Verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall speak visions. Verse 32. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of Yahweh shall be delivered. For in mouth shalt thou Judah, and in shalt thou Judah shall be delivered, as Yahweh has said, and in the remnant Yahweh,
he said, who's ever called on the name of them four letters, YHWH? Because what about them four letters? What they do in 2031? What do them four letters do for you there? See, once you get the youth to understand that we've been calling on the wrong name, and that's why we're getting short on the blessings, and that's why we have our number playing defense. Soon later, we got to play some offense. But how we play offense? By getting our minds right. We got to call on the right name. Because that right name do what for us, Mother E? Hey, Mother. Mother E, what that right name do? We call on the right name in St. John 20, verse 31. What happens for us, children of the book called the Children of Israel? What happened when we call on the right name in 2031 of St. John?
St. John, chapter 20, verse 31. St. John, chapter 20, verse 31. But these are written that you might believe that Yahweh is Yahweh, the Son of Yahweh the Father, and that believe you might have life through his name.
Oh, so when you call on the true name, you got what coming, Mother? Hey, Mother E, what you got coming when you call on the true name, according to 2031 of St. John?
My help. That you
that you might have what can we read in 2031 if you call on the true name, you might have what that we can read?
About
Mother D.F. Israel. So what do you have there, Mother D.F.? Excellent. So when you call on the right name, you got life from the dead. But anytime you call on Lord God and Jesus, you haven't woke up yet. But once you start calling on the right name, the four letters, YHWH, then you have life from the dead. So that's the game changer right there by calling on the right name, YHWH. Mother D.F. Israel, what can we read in Isaiah 59? In Isaiah 59, Mother D.F. Israel, what can we read in Isaiah 59, verse 19 down to verse 21? Hey, Mother D.F. Israel, what can we read in Isaiah 59, 19 to 21?
Isaiah 59. Verses 19 to 21. Verse 19. So shall they fear the name of Yahweh from the west, and his greatness from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the spirit of Yahweh shall lift up a standard against him. Verse 20, and the redeemed shall come to Yahdah, and unto them that turn from sinning in Israel, says Yahweh. 21, as for me, this is my covenant with them, says Yahweh, my spirit that is upon you, and my words which I have put in your mouth shall not depart out of your mouth, nor out of the mouth of your seed, nor out of the mouth of your seed, says Yahweh, from henceforth and forever.
He said, now, once you get it right, you're going to be hollering about his name all over the place. Let's run to Mother Gia of Israel, 37 chapter, verse 26 to 28. And then we're going to kind of focus back in on what we started on a little bit earlier. What can we read in the book of Ezekiel 37, 26 through 28? What does it say?
Ezekiel 37.
Verse 26 down to verse 28.
Ezekiel 37, verse 26 to 28. Verse 26. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them. And I will place them and multiply them and will set my temple in the midst of them forevermore. Verse 27. My temple also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their Yahweh, and they shall be my people. 28. And the nation shall know that I, Yahweh, do sanctify Israel when my temple shall be in the midst of them forevermore.
Mm-hmm. So we got that. So we're clear about that now. But what don't happen? But what don't happen, Mother D of Israel? What don't happen that we can read in 28, 47 down to verse 50 of Deuteronomy? Then we're going to take a look at historical facts on it. What happened? What don't happen that we can read in Deuteronomy 28, 47 down to verse 50? Mother D of Israel.
Deuteronomy 28,
28
to 50. That's what
you... Deuteronomy 28, write it down
yeah.
On your pen and paper, 47 down to verse 50. Then take off.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, 47 to 50. Verse 47. I'm sorry, I got to get my other book out. I never know when I'm running to that.
Deuteronomy chapter 28. Verse 47 down to 50, Mother D.F. Israel.
Okay.
And Brother Micaiah, give me that Colossians had that. We're going to find out what happened. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 11, I want you to read exactly where you see it because we're going and see if we catch somebody red-handed on something. Let's find out what's going on after Mother read Deuteronomy 28, 47 down to verse 50. Come on.
Okay, Deuteronomy chapter 28. Verses 47 to 50, and this is the new book, Deuteronomy 28, 47 to 50. Verse 47. Because thou servest not Yahweh, your Yahweh, with joyfulness and with gladness of mind, for the abundance of all things. 48. Therefore shall thou serve thine enemy, which Yahweh shall send against you, in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck until he has destroyed you. Verse 49. Yahweh shall bring a nation against you from far, from the ends of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose tongue you shall not understand. Verse 50. A nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of old, nor show favor to the young.
Mm-hmm. And what's going to happen in 32:26, Mother D of Israel? Deuteronomy 32:26, and what else going to happen?
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 26. Deuteronomy 32, 26. I said, I will scatter them into corners I will make the remembrance of them to cease from among men.
Mm-hmm. So we found out what he's going to do. He's going to scatter you in the corners, and you will not remember your name. He said, you'll remember every name that the 17 nations have given you. You remember that before you remember the names of you all, the biblical Israelites of the Bible. Then you'll be in controversial statements and settings from this point to this point until you come up out of this thing. So we're going to take a look, Brother Micaiah, that something got to happen for these peoples. And in the book of Isaiah, something got to happen that we can read. What can we read that have to happen in 30 verse 8? Let's get one. Look at 30 verse 8 real quick of Isaiah. What does it say there, young lion, 30 verse 8?
Okay, going to the book of Isaiah. In chapter 30, verse 8. The book of Isaiah, chapter 30, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, now go, write it before them in a table and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come forever and ever. Verse 9.
That's good. So it's in a book. It's in the book. It's written in the book. And what's written in 33 verse 10 that's written in this book? What's written in this book in 33 verse 10 now, young lion?
Okay. The book of Isaiah, chapter 33 verse 10. Verse 10 reads, now will I rise, says Yahuwah. Now will I be exalted. Now will I lift up myself.
Mm-hmm. So now will he rise and not even lift himself up, but he's not going to, so he's going to have to raise a standard up. He said, now will I rise, now will I get up. So what is he trying to tell us? Because what's going to happen to us, let's go to Deuteronomy 28 and see what's to happen to us in Deuteronomy 28 verse 68. What's been happening in Deuteronomy 8 there, young lion?
In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 68. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 68 reads, and Yahweh shall bring you into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto you. You shall see it no more again. And there you shall be sold unto your enemy for bondmen, and no man shall buy you.
So he's saying, nobody's going to say you out of captivity. He says, only you get out of this captivity, you have to have some knowledge. That's the only way you'll get out of this captivity. You have to know that the name that I've gave you is a cursed name, and he's not going to recognize you upon these cursed names. Now, let's go back. Now, I did really want to go back to Colossians 3:11. He said, yeah, see, that sounds pretty good, but that's what you want to go back to. I don't want to go back to that right now. I want you to go back, and since they have left their name for a curse, let's run back to Genesis chapter 4, verse 2. Let's read what he says in Genesis chapter, and we'll read down until we get our point. See, I had on my mind to go that way, but see, then, no, it didn't happen that way. That my mind. That's why I said you got to make adjustments when Yahuwah said, no, okay, that sounds all right, but I want you to make a little adjustment right now. So you got to make adjustment on the run. We're going to Genesis 4, pick up verse 2 and read down a little bit what it says.
The book of Genesis, chapter 4, picking up at verse 2. Verse 2 reads, and she bare again, bare, and she again bare his brother Abel. Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. Verse 3. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain bought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto Yahuwah. Verse 4. And Abel, he also bought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And Yahuwah had respect unto Abel and to his offering. Verse 5. But unto Cain, to his offering he had no respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his counsel failed. Verse 6. And Yahuwah said unto Cain, why are you wroth, and why is your counsel fallen? Verse 7. If you do well, shall you not be accepted? And if you do not well, sin lies at the door. And unto you shall be his desire, and you shall rule over him. Verse 8.
Good.
And Cain talks.
Good. So he told Cain, he said, Cain, why you wrong? I mean, you see, Abel brought me the first thereof and the fat thereof, and it was accepted. He said, but you gonna bring anything to me and tell me this is my offering. He said, no, it don't work like that. You gotta do it the way I tell you to do it. If you ain't bringing the fat thereof, you don't have Yahuwah's attention about doing it the way you want to do it. All right. But he told Cain, now, if you do well, Cain, you accept it. See, that's the same thing we saying. You do well, you accept it. But you can't keep on having these old bad, foul spirits on you and think Yahuwah is with you, not with you. So now, when you do well, you are accepted. Let's go to Luke chapter 22, verse 1 there, young lion. Let's see what happens when you do it the way you want to do it. What happens to you that we can read? In Luke 22, verse 1, what does it say?
To the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, now, the feast of unleavened bread drew near, which is called the Passover. Verse 2. And the chief priests and scribes thought how they might kill him, for they feared the people. Verse 3. Then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Ascariot, being of the number of the 12. Verse 4. And he went his way.
Hold that point right there. Hold that point. So Yahuwah said, you do well, you accept it. Then the chief priests and the scribes, they were seeking to kill him. Now, I thought that the one that you call by the name you call, why do the chief priests and the scribes want to kill him? Then all of a sudden, one of his members out of the 12, Satan got into one of his members. So Satan get into it. That's why you got to watch the spirits, because you have Satan can get into it. So Satan be watching you. And matter of fact, he do, hey, Mother E, what do you do in 5 verse 8, 1 Peter? What do he do? Hey, Mother E, what do you do in 1 Peter 5 verse 8?
Okay.
1 Peter. What is Satan doing? And that we can read. So if you don't stay in the right situation, and 1 Peter 5, verse 8, can you help me out, Mother E? What is Satan up to in 1 Peter 5, verse 8? Yeah, what is he up to in verse number 8?
The book of 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, of a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
Oh, So Satan is walking around sin as a roaring lion. See what we in the Bible. What he said in verse 9 and 6. 9, 6, and 7. What he said that we can read in verse 9, then skip back up to 6 and 7, mother.
Okay. First Peter,
verse
chapter 5. First Peter chapter 5, verse 9, verse 6, and verse 7. Verse 9. Who resists steadfast in the covenant, knowing that the same affliction are a constant in you, in your brethren that are in the world. Verse 6. Humble yourself humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of Yahweh, that he might exalt you in due time. Verse 7. Passing all your cares upon him, for he cares for you.
Mm-hmm. So he said you got to humble yourself and casting all of your cares on him. That's what he say. So that's what he's talking about. So we got to humble ourselves and keep ourselves up under the mighty hand of Yahweh. That's how we got to humble ourselves. We're going to pause right there, and we're going to bring our elder in for his closing statements and remarks on take 140. And then we'll bring Mother Z in, and for she can address this national audience one more again, one more time. So, Elder, Mr. Tibbs, what is your final thoughts on take number 140? You on the clock, come on. Elder Mr. Tibbs, what is your final thoughts on take number 140? You on the clock, come on. Sir, we got to mute Mr. Tibbs. We want you to get back to the lesson. Mother Z. Mother Z, it's time for you to address this national audience over 500,000 plus. So, Mother Z, what you got to tell this national audience after I say Mother Z? Yahweh BJLC, right?
Yahweh bless and keep you, seer Israel of royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Mother Z. Well, Mother Z, we got 500,000 plus on the network, and we know the Almighty got you some message to give to them. Take your time and deliver your part. You on the clock. Come on.
Well, I'm going to read Psalm chapter 37. I'm going to start reading at verse 22. For such as these... Wait a minute, I'm going to start reading a little bit before that. I'm going to start reading at verse 22. For such as he blessed, he shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. And then I'm going to go to... Proverbs chapter 3 and 33. Proverbs chapter 3.
Hold on, mother. Read that verse again. You said they call that verse out again. WTC wants you to call that verse out again. They that's what? It's going to be what? Read that verse again.
Oh, no. Psalms chapter 37. Verse, I didn't start reading that too. I start reading that 22. Psalm chapter 37, verse 22. For such as be blessed, of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. I'm going to read down a little bit more in Psalms. For it says in verse 23, the steps of a good man or woman are ordained by the Yahweh, and he delights in his way. And then I'm going to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 33, and I'm going to read down to maybe 35. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 30, well, I'm going to start reading at verse 31. Envy you not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. Verse 32, for the forward is abomination to the Yahweh, but his secret is with the righteousness. Verse 33, the curses of the Yahweh is in the house of the wicked, but he blessed the inhabited of the just. Verse 34, surely he scorned the scorners, but he give grace unto the low, the learned. Verse 35, the wise shall inherit honor, but shame shall be the portion of the fool. And I would just like to leave that with the national orders tonight. And as far as I can see, the word truly speaks for itself. And just say, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Exactly right. The word do speak for itself. And that's the bottom line. The word do speak for itself. Now, we want to take a look at something. The word speaks for itself. But a mother eat. What do it say in 11 verse 3 of Psalms? Since the word speaks for itself. Psalms 11 verse 3. Mother eat.
Okay. Let me get that. Psalms chapter 11.
Psalms chapter 11, verse 3. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do?
Okay. So if your foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Give me a case in point, mother. Let's see where have you been destroyed at in Acts 11, 26. Yeah, read the way you see it. Let's see where you have been destroyed and you do not have your foundation at. Acts 11, 26.
Okay. The book of Acts, chapter 11, verse 26. Acts chapter 11, verse 26. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it come to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and talked much teaching. And the disciples to follow were called Christians first in Antioch.
You see it? So that's where your foundation was lost at. When you got to Antioch, the children of Israel was called first. They are Christians, and they started talking about some church. So that's where you lost your foundation at right there. Back to Brother Micaiah in Matthew 12, 42 down to verse 45. So we read in Luke 22, 1 and 2, he said, Satan can enter into you. Let's see how do he enter into you. Let's see what do you be doing, because Satan is trying to get what he can get his hand on. Let's see exactly how he operates, how do Satan operate that we can read. Let's go on to Matthew 12, verse 42 down to verse 45. What did it say that young lion, Brother Micaiah? Come on.
The book of Matthew, chapter 12, verses 42 down to 45. Verse 42 reads, the queen of the south shall rise up into judgment with this generation, and she'll condemn it. For she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. Verse 43. When an unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and find none. Verse 44. Then he said, I will return into my house from where I came out. And when he is come, he find it empty, swept, and garnished. Verse 45. Then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits and more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation.
He said, now, this man or woman, in this case, he said, they was in Yahuwah. Then they start dragging their feet about Yahuwah. And they start doing the Sirach 6, verse 2, above Micaiah. And then Satan peeked that they was doing the Sirach 6, verse 2. What is it saying in 6, verse 2 of Sirach?
The book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 2. The book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 2. To read, exhort not yourself in the counsel of your own mind, that your soul be not torn in places as a bull straying away.
Straying alone. He said, no, what they try to do now, they can sit there, they can do their own thing. So they're not going to be up under anointed leadership. They're going to do their own thing and say they in Yahuwah by doing their own thing. So they're not going to, the brothers and sisters in Yahuwah, they will sit and do their own thing. And that's just like a what in the 6th verse 2?
Book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 2 reads, exhort not yourself in the counsel of your own mind, that your soul be not torn in pieces as a bull strained alone.
And Ecclesiastes, regular book 12, verse 3, and what if they do?
Come to the book of Ecclesiastes. Book of Ecclesiastes.
Chapter 12, verse 3. 12:3.
Yeah. Going to the book, Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 3. Book of Ecclesiastes. Chapter 12, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, in the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and a strong man shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened.
He said, the ones that want to look out the window when they know the Sabbath day is about fellowshipping together, we're not reading Zephaniah 2:1, come together, O nation, not to desire. But the queen came, she came from the south. What did she come from to see Solomon in 1 Kings 10:1? She came from the south, and she gonna even condemn this generation right here. But what did she come from in 1 Kings 10:1? Brother Micaiah. Where she come from?
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 10, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, "And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of Yahweh, he came to prove him with hard questions."
Oh, so that's where the queen of Sheba came about their name. And that's what it's all about, Sierra. You got to have that name, because if you don't have that name, you're going to be stumbling wrong at that stone. But now let's run and see something. Now we're going to have to raise the level up a little bit there above Micaiah, because we want to lay a little foundation for this special edition called Thursday Evening. We want to throw some names out there and then lay it out, then come behind it and clean it up real good. Let's go to Colossians 3:11 and read the way you see it. Because this is what happens when you don't have your foundation. You get all trapped up every direction. Let's see, can we help you a little bit according to the Bible? Colossians 3:11.
Okay. Swinging on over to the book of Colossians, chapter 3:11. Verse 11 reads, "Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Yahweh the Son is all and in all."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They'll drop that on you, and then you can't get off Monday. Let's go to Galatians 3:28-29. He said, "There's neither Jew nor Greek." Oh, wow. We all one in the Most High. Galatians 3:28-29. So listen, when they drop this on you, I'm going to watch you. I'm going to watch you and see if you're able to get off Monday. Galatians 3:28-29 says what?
The book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 28 and 29. 28 reads, "There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Yahweh the Son." 29. "And if you be Yahweh the Son, then are you Abraham's seed and heir according to the promise."
Okay. Now, when they drop that on you, see, we all Abraham's seed according to the promise. It ain't no such thing. You need a Jew nor a Greek. Now, you see, when they drop that on you, you need a Jew or Greek. Now, what happens? We lost. Let's go to Colossians chapter 1, verse 1. Let's see, can we show you how you let them go there, get happy with it, and come behind it. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 1, 2, 4, what it say? Now watch this. Now we're in the book of Colossians. Now let's see what he says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 1, 2, and 2, no, 1, 3, and 4. What it say in 1, 3, and 4 there?
Book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 1, 3, and 4. Verse 1 reads.
And 13. Oh. And 13. 1, 2, 3, and 13. Listen, girl, how you are. They're going to go there with you in Colossians 3:11. That neither Greek nor Jew. Okay? We all one in Jesus. Colossians 1, chapter 1, verse number 1, 3, 4, and 13. Come on.
Okay, the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 1, 3, 4, and 13. Verse 1 reads, "Paul, an apostle of Yahweh the Son, by the will of Yahweh the Father, and Timothy, our brother."
Stop right there. Who is letter in the book of Colossians is addressed to? Young man?
Timothy,
our brother. Skip down to verse 3 and 4.
Verse 3 reads, we give thanks to Yahuwah and Yahuwah the Father of our Yahuwah the Son, praying always for you. Verse 4, since we heard of your faith in Yahuwah the Son and of the love which you have to all the saints.
Right, and all the saints is 148:14 is the children of Israel. So when you read the book of Colossians, what he's telling the world in Colossians that Jews are Greek, you need Jews or Greek because you are the children of Israel. So all them cat names, you ain't man one of them. That what Paul's saying, you're all of the children of Israel. Stop. Verse 13
reads, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son.
You see that? And has delivered us from the power of darkness. See, you're no longer under darkness when you identify with a Jew or a Greek in the Bible. Because both of these is misnomer names, and we're going to find out what names make them misnomer. Now, let's go back. We just found out now the Jew or the Greek. Now, it says you're neither Jew nor Greek. Now let's go to Galatians chapter 1:1. Now let's go to Galatians. They're going to go to Galatians. Now let's go to Galatians and see who this letter addressed to. Now we're going to Galatians chapter 1:1. And see, all you got to do is let them bump their gums and go in the Bible and see what this Jew and Greek is talking about. Let's think about verse number 2. Let's think about verse 2 and find who this Jew and the Greek is talking about. You neither Jew nor Greek. Galatians chapter 1, verse 2.
The book of Galatians chapter 1, verse 2. Verse 2 reads, and all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatians.
Church of Galatians. The church of Galatians. Now you find the church is the children of Israel. When you find out going to the seventh chapter of Acts, then you come on back down to the 17th chapter of Exodus, you find the church is the children of Israel. So again, you need a Jew or Greek talking about the children of Israel, the church. So that's what the church is. So when they go there, understand one thing, that the church was in the wilderness, and you read that in Acts chapter 7, verse 38, where the church was in the wilderness. Then you go back to Exodus 17:1, and you find out what church is in the wilderness was the children of Israel. But we're going to leave that like that for right now. And now we want to go about this Jew and Greek by going find the compact Bible dictionary that the young man properly can put his hand on. And we're going to look at page 207 where it talks about the Greeks. The Greeks. Grecian. The Greeks. On page 207 there, young lion. Let's see if we find some information about these Greeks. Let's see where it says Grecian at. Pick it up where it says Grecian on page 207. Probably you got an error already pointed at it anyway. Let's find out let's read what the historical document facts on this word called the Greeks, what it means. Come on.
Reading from the Compact Bible Dictionary, page 207, about Greek. Picks it up, it says, Grecians were Greek-speaking Jews. Folk of dispersion.
Well, stop it there. We really ain't got no going on further than that. Who was the Greeks, according to historical documents, facts?
Grecians were Greek-speaking Jews.
And Jew is short, misnomer for Judah. That's all that meant. So when they was, help me out, Mother D.F. Israel. When you go to 2 Maccabees, chapter 6, verse 6 down to verse 9, can you help me out? Mother D of Israel. Let's run and take a look at something. Second Ezra. Make it Second Ezra. Chapter 6, verse 6 through 9. What it said that we can read in Second Ezra, Mother D of Israel, chapter 6, 6 through 9. Listen good. So now we find out that the Greeks was Judah speaking Greek. What happened? What happened that we can read, Mother D of Israel? Second book of Ezra, chapter 6, verse 6 through 9. Can you help me out?
Second Ezra, chapter 6, verses 6 through 9. Verse 6. Then did I consider those things and... Let me start again.
Hold on, mother. I might be got a little happy. Make that second book of Maccabees, chapter 6, 6 through 9. Try the book of Maccabees. The book of Maccabees, chapter 6, verse 6 down to verse 9. What's that say?
Second Maccabees, chapter 6, verses 6 through 9. Verse 6. Neither was it lawful for a man to keep Sabbath day or ancient feast or to profess himself at all to be a Jew. How y'all got? Verse 7. And in the day of the king's birth, every month they were brought by bitter constraint to eat of the sacrifice. And when the feast of Bacchus was kept, the Yagda were compelled to go in possession to Bacchus carrying ivory. Verse 8. Moreover, there went out a decree to the neighboring cities of the nations by the suggestion to P. I don't know his name. P. Again. Against the Jews, that they should observe the same fashion and be partakers of their sacrifice. Verse 9. And whoso would not conform themselves to the matter of the Gentiles should be put to death. Then mighty a man have seen the present misery.
So the history says you couldn't confess yourself at all to be Judah. You have to call yourself a Greek. And that's why Paul was telling the children of Israel, you neither Jew nor Greek. Because if you confess yourself back in the days, that you will be put to death. Now, Mother E, back up to 1 Maccabees 1:41. Read verse 11 and 41. 1 Maccabees chapter 1:11 of Mother E. Let's look at 1 Maccabees chapter 1:11 and skip down to 41. Let's read a little bit till we get our point. 1 Maccabees 1:11 and skip down to verse 41. Let's read a little bit. So, the history why Paul was trying to bring to their attention the Israelites that were scattered. These labels that you got up under you being Jew nor Greek. You neither Jew or Greek, born. I don't care if you were born or you free. That's not you. You are the children of Israel. So they jump down there and use that hocus pocus on you See, we need a Jew nor a Greek. Yeah, but who are you talking to? You tell the children of Israel that you need a Jew nor a Greek. You are the children of the book, the children of Israel. What does it say, Mother 1:11? Come on, let's get down to verse 41.
First Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 11. In those days went there out Israel, wicked men, who persuaded many, saying, let us go and make a covenant with the nations that are around about us.
Yeah.
So,
they went out wicked Israelites. That went out wicked Israelites that broke Judges chapter 2 saying make no leagues with them. But the wicked Israelites will tell you, yeah, come on, let's be a Christian. Let's be Islam, Judaism. Let's call on Lord God and Jesus. You ain't got to use the name Yahweh. But them wicked Israelites going to tell you that. Verse 41, come on, let's read a little bit.
Verse 41. Moreover, King Achish wrote to his whole kingdom that all should be one people. Verse 42. And everyone should lead his Torah instruction so all the nations agree according to the commandments of the king. 43. Yea, many also of the Israelites consent to his religion and sacrifice unto idols and profane the Sabbath. 44. For the king had sent letters by messengers unto Yahya Judah and the city of Judah, that they should follow the strange laws of their land. 45. And forbid burnt offering and sacrifice and drink offering in the temple, and that they should profane the Sabbath and feast days of the feast. And put the following and pulling them the sanctuary and holy people. 47. Set up altars and groves and chapels of olives and sacrifice wine, fluid, and unclean beasts. 48. That they should also lead their children uncircumcised and make their souls abomination with all manner of uncleanness and profane. 49. To the end they might forget the law and change all the ordinance. And whosoever would not do according to the commandments of the king, he said he should die. 51. In the self same manner wrote he to his whole kingdom and appointed overseer over all the people, commanding the city of Judah to sacrifice city by city. 52.
Good. So there you go, see, that's for your history. So once they taken over, you cannot call yourself no member of the 12 tribes of Israel. You have to call yourself Greeks, Grecian. So yet, if you did not call yourself a Greek or a Greek or a Gentile, you would be put to death. So that's how you end. That's why Paul was saying you need a Jew nor a Gentile, because the record were, the king, Antiochus, says, for everybody be one people and forget your name and call yourself a Greek and call yourself Gentiles and everything else. But don't call yourself as a member of the 12 tribes of Israel or you be put to death. That's the history that's been hid from you. Now, on page 223 there, Brother Micaiah, in the Compact Bible Dictionary up on the, they see then once you become in that fashion, you become Hellenized. They call it Hellenized. You be Hellenized, and what that means, and who's the one that was Hellenized on page 2? Who was Hellenized that we can read there, Brother Micaiah? Come on.
In the book of the Compact Bible Dictionary, on page 223, looking up Hellenistic. Hellenistic Jews who made Greek their tongue, and with it often adopted Greek ideals and practices.
Read that again.
The book coming from the Compact Bible Dictionary, reading on page 223, Hellenistic Jews who made Greek their tongue, and with it often adopted Greek ideas and practices.
Ain't that something? You see what you did?
Mm-hmm.
So now you're wearing the skinny jeans, the gay clothing. You don't want to wear a fringe. You're gonna be like the old commercial called Terrence's. I'm gonna fight them switch. I ain't gonna put on no fringes. I'm not gonna stop wearing these pants. I'm gonna keep the Greek fashion. Yeah, over there. So you was Hellenized to keep the Greek fashion. So now when we see you, no fringes. Might even see you with a pair of women's got pants on. Men's wearing dresses. No fringes. And then you gonna hold stiffly to it, not knowing this is where it come from. You was Hellenized, so speaking the Greek tongue and the fashion of the Greek and adopted their ways. Now let's go to page 267. There's something else I want to pull out in 267. What it says in 267 about Javon. On page 267, look down where it says J-A-V-A-N, Javon. What it say, J-A-V-A-N, and Mother E, have me First Maccabees 1 down to verse 4 in the closing start and statement. Maccabees, First Maccabees 1 through 4 after we read this. Let's go to Javon chapter on Compact Bible Dictionary, page 267, where it says Javon. What it say there, and put an arrow there for the next time you see it, you better get to it, where it says Javon. What it say about Javon?
Of course, Compact Bible Dictionary, page 267, Javon, a region settled by one of the sons of Japheth. Javon was the name of this country, who saw it as an important trade center. So Javon, Greek, came to be the name of Greek to the Hebrews, the Israelites, during the period of 700-630 B.C., the Ionians carried...
Wait a minute. Hold on there, young lion. What did you say Javon is the original who?
Javon, Greek, came to be the name of Greek.
The original Greek is Javon. Hold on there, young lion. Hold on. Let the old seer get in there. So when you see this word called the Greeks, that is original name that was the original Greeks was Japhetic peoples. That's the name was given to them. The original Greeks is not Esau and his five sons. The original Greeks was Javon. Javon is one of the sons of Japheth. They are the original Greeks. But something Taiwan is inhabited of Greeks. So Mother E and First Maccabees 1 down to verse 3, and a closing statement. Help me out there, Mother E. First Maccabees chapter 1:1 down to verse 3, and a closing statement come out.
First Maccabees chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, verse 1. And it happened after that Alexander, the son of Philip, the Macedonian, who came out of the land of Sidon, had smitten.
He came out of the land of who? Hey, mother, hold on, mother. He came out of the land of who?
Kittim.
Kittim.
Right.
He came out of the land of Kittim. He came out of the land of Kittim, see, Roya. And Kittim is another name for the one that called Javan. Javan is the one that was over Kittim. We'll take care of that a little bit later. But Kittim, he came out of Kittim, and we're going to find out who Kittim is. And shortly, Mother D of Israel, help me, Genesis chapter 10. And pick up where it says sons of Japheth. I will look up Kittim. Who is Kittim? Now, so Alexander came out of Kittim. Come on, read.
Okay. Had smitten Darius, king of the Persians.
Smitten Darius.
Darius, king of the Persians, and me, that he reigns in his fear. The first over Greece, verse 2, and made many war.
So, hold on. So Alexander was the first ruler over Greece, white man and the white woman to take over the land of Kittim. So he was the king. So they took over that land where the Japhetic people was at, him and his father, can't think of his name right now, his father's name, and they got down there in the land, and they took the name of Javan, which was whom? A mother, D of Israel. Now, mother, D of Israel, in Genesis chapter 10, where it says the sons of Japheth, let's see where it says, and Genesis chapter 10, verse 4. What does it say? 10, Mother D.F. Israel. What do it say?
Genesis chapter 10, verse 4. And the sons of Javan, Elishan, and I don't know his name.
Tarshish and Dodanim. Oh! So now when he came out of Kittim, you can spell the C or the K, that was Javan land. Javan was the Greeks, called the Greeks. Javan got the title being called the Greeks first, not the white man and the white woman. The word Greek come from Javan, and when Alexander the Great, Philip of Macedonia, that's a dad name, Philip of Macedonia, they took over the land, and they taking the name, called themselves the Greeks and Grecians. They had the power, so they can call themselves what they want to call themselves, and you got to call yourself what they tell you to be. So Javan is the original Greek. And Alexander, Philip of Macedonian's son, conquered Greece. And they kept the name Macedonians, call themselves Greeks, Macedonians, and Achaeans. It calls them all kind of names. We'll talk about that in no time. But the truth of the matter, when you see the word Greeks, Grecian, it is talking about Javan and Kittim, his son Kittim. That is where that name come from. The name called Greek Javon, Genesis 10, verse 4. We just got through reading that in the Compact Bible Dictionary. Let's read one more time now, young line, and we let Mother E give a closing statement. We'll catch you on special edition called Thursday evening. Come back to Javon again on page 267 and find out who are they again. Then we'll read all of it at the bottom. The Idonians carry an extended trade in Near East, hence all the peoples of Greece. Who is all the peoples of the Greece were called Javon? Did you see? You hear that? All the peoples that was called Grecian was Javon. Read that, Brother Micaiah, one more again.
Okay. The book of Compact Bible Dictionary, reading page 267, Javon. Javon, Ionia. A region settled by one of the sons of Japheth. Javon was the name of this country, who saw it as an important trade center. So Javon, Greek, Ionia, came to be the name of Greece to the Israelites during the period 760 BC. The Ionians carried on extensive trade in the Near East. Here, all people of Greece were called Javon.
Ain't that it? So all the people that was called Grecian, they really were the ancient Javon, sons of Japheth, Pete, Alexander, his father, Philip, got over the land. They jumped the land, and then they became Grecian. Anything but being who they really are, and read that Mother E, read that in the closing statement, and Obadiah 1, verse 6 in the closing statement. Obadiah 1, verse 6. And Mother D of Israel, help me, Jeremiah 49:10 in a closing statement.
Obadiah 1, verse 6.
Yes. Obadiah 1, verse 6. And Mother D of Israel, help me, 48, verse 10 of Jeremiah.
Obadiah chapter 1, verse 6. How are the things of Esau and Sidon gone to the south? How are his hidden things brought up?
It is said, how is Esau and his five sons searched out? The six anointed camps are bosses of the true Israelites. We can put a thing on you. We know you took Javon's name and now you to call the Greeks. You call the Grecians. You taking their name and it's in your own history book. Mother E, close statement to tomorrow. Best edition called Thursday evening. You on the clock. Come on.
Thank and praise Yahweh for the class. Thank and praise Yahweh for the spear. And I said to the class to hold on. Don't give up.
Hallelujah. Mother E said, hold on and don't give up. That's what she's saying. Help is on the way. We're going to help you in your mind. We're going to help you in your mind, letting you know that you neither Jew nor Greek, because both words were put on you through slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Mother D of Israel, 49 verse 10. What can we read of Jeremiah?
I thought you say 48 verse 10.
49 verse 10. 49 verse 10, Mother D of Israel. I might say one thing, 49 verse 10 is the number one answer.
Okay. Jeremiah chapter 49 verse 10. And it reads, "But I have made Esau bare. I have uncovered his secret place, and he shall not be able to hide himself. His seed is far, and his brother, and his neighbor, and he is not."
You see that? He said Esau can't hide himself no more. See, we don't find, give me a Revelation 2:9-3:9, Mother D.F. Israel, and closing statement. And Brother Micaiah, help me, 2 Thessalonians 2:1-12, and a closing statement. Revelation 2:9-3:9. He said, you can't hide yourself no more. You call yourself a Jew and call us Jews, and call yourself Jews, call us Greeks. You can't hide Esau from the six anointed camps, the blood of the Jewish life. We know who you are. You are what we're going to read right now. 2:9-3:9, Revelation. This is who you really are, we can read.
Revelation, chapter 2, verse 9. I know your work and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich, and I know the blaspheming of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan.
Is that what you really are? 3 verse 9. He said, I know the ones call themselves Jews. You not Jews. You Esau, the five sons. You the white man and the white woman. You are like a piece of hell. That's who you really is. Revelation 3:9.
Revelation chapter 3 verse 9. 3 verse 9. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you.
You see that? See, you tell you Israel, they lying, but you got to raise it up. That's why we street teaching the land before us. Everything is right there for us. We gotta get busy. Come on. Come. Let's get busy. Close statement, Mother D of Israel, you and the clock, come on.
Sirach chapter 21, verses 6 and verse 11. Verse 6. He that hateth to be reproved is in the way of sinners, but he that fear Yahweh will repent from his mind. Verse 11. He that keepeth the Torah instruction of Yahweh getteth the understanding thereof, and the profession of the fear of Yahweh is wisdom. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right. That was extra Mother D.F. Israel. I like when y'all deliver the knockout blow. See, it don't take much for the seer to be happy. Just deliver the knockout blow as we can read it. Give me 58:3 first, then give me that 2 Thessalonians 2:1-12. What it says in Psalm 58 verse 3.
Going over to the book of Psalms. Chapter 58, verse 3, book of Psalms. Chapter 58, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, "The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies."
And what Yahweh going to do about that in Jeremiah 13:26? Help us out. What
y'all
going to do about the wicked?
Jeremiah 10:26 reads, "Therefore will I discover their Therefore, when I discover your skirts upon your face, that your shame may appear.
You know what I'm saying, you know? The man said he's going to pull your skinny jeans up on your face. He's going to pull your skirt up above your face. Now imagine when your skirt is put up above your face. He said, Yahweh said, that's how he gonna uncover you. You can't hide yourself. See, what's up with true Israelite going to pull your skirt above your face? Now imagine, you know, somebody got a skirt on, a dress on, and they take their skirt and put up on their face. That's how Yahweh said he's going to do. Do this ministry when y'all get
to
act right. Huh? Read that again. Listen to what he said
he's going to do. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 13, verse 26. 26 reads, therefore, will I discover your skirts upon your face, that your shame may appear.
You see, that's why Mother E tell you, hold on. Why don't y'all just hold on? We trying to get you right. We trying to get the last school back with all. You bring your kids in. They can learn something. Hold on. Go to Ezekiel. And then we'll get that passed along. Yeah, a little bit of that is. Go to Ezekiel 16:37.
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 16, verse 37. 37 reads, behold, therefore, I will gather all your lovers whom you have taken pleasure, and all them that you have loved, with all them that you have hated. I will even gather them round about against you, and will discover your nakedness unto them, that they may see all your nakedness. We beseech you, brother, by the coming of our Yahweh the Son, and by our gathering together unto him, two, that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Yahweh the Son is at hand. Verse 3, let no man deceive you by any means, that for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Verse 4. Who opposes and exalted himself above all that is called Yahweh, or that is worshipped, so that he, as Yahweh, sitteth in the temple of Yahweh, showing himself that he is Yahweh. Verse 5. Remember you not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. Verse 6. And now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. Verse 7. For the mystery of sin do already work. Only he who now lets will let, until he be taken out of the way. Verse 8, and when shall the wicked be revealed, whom Yahweh shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming? Verse 9, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. Verse 10, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved.
Hallelujah.
And for this cause, Yahweh shall send them strong delusions that they should believe a lie. That they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness.
Program 7, y'all live until we get back at it tomorrow at 6 p.m. All the mothers and elders, excellent, excellent, excellent. Program 7, y'all live, you on the clock. Come on, catch tomorrow at 6 p.m.
Thank you, Yahweh, for another blessed day to read his word, a day to learn under the seal. The word of Yahweh, that be able to have wife and children to raise under the word of Yahweh. Thank you, Yahweh, for the elders and the mothers, the brothers and the sisters, and the teachers and voices of the true Israelites, and to all the six anointed camps. I'm going to read to the book of Sirach. I'm going to pick it up at chapter 4. Pick it up at verse 25 reads, "In no wise speak against the truth, but be abashed of the terror of your ignorance. 26, be not ashamed to confess your sins, and force not the course